Hey guys, so we are getting close to that finale. We've got Lucifer acting a fool, Sam acting a fool, and Gabe is finally gone. What is happening? We will see you after that opening.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
What's up, everyone? Welcome back to the AfterBuzz TV channel, Supernatural After Show. What is up? I am your host, Alexis Torres. We are here jamming to this awesome song by Hyolyn called Dali.
Get it.
Called Otherwise, because otherwise I would be a little bit happier about this episode if it didn't go down the way it did. Anyway, you should check it out. It's a great song. It's a great music video, if you know what I'm saying. But I also can't do this show alone. What I need is a guy who can do all of the things and just run it day, night, all this kind of stuff. Because Michael Young can do all of those things, and it is an amazing person. Michael!
Yes!
Hi!
What's up, guys? We're ready to talk some Supernatural. Whole bunch of stuff happened, especially towards the end. I feel people don't be listening, but we had a good time.
Yo, you know them coasters are going to be flying at the end of this episode.
These things.
We're getting ready.
Oh, you better be ready.
But I wanted to thank you guys so much for joining us. If you're joining us live, if you're joining us later, hello, welcome back. Don't forget to put down your predictions because guess what, guys? I'm going to say this now because it needs to happen. Guess what? You're not just going to see us today.
Oh, no, no, no.
No, because you know what tomorrow is? Tomorrow's the finale.
What?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Tomorrow's the last episode of season 13.
Last episode, though?
So you know who's going to recap it? Tomorrow?
Who's going to do it tomorrow?
Michael and Alexis.
What?
Oh, snap! Yo, you got us for 2 days. Wednesday, Thursday.
2 days.
We here.
Two and two.
Doing the stuff.
That's right.
Talk about that Supernatural.
Every day.
Right now.
Killing demons.
Let's do it.
Stopping angels.
Well, okay, wait.
All right, cool.
Wait. I need to talk about some angels in this episode because the angel I want to talk about is freaking Lucifer. Okay. Okay. I understand. All right, so he came in, and he's like, hey, it feels like I'm, you know, the awkward guy of the group and all this kind of stuff. I'm like, no.
Because you're evil?
Because you're evil. You're a terrible, not even a human being. You're a terrible vessel of a human being, of an angel, in your body. Like, it's just,
just bad all. It's like if you took something bad and then wrapped it in something else bad, and then wrapped, it's like a bad turducken. Like it's a bad piece of a whole husk of badness.
Don't bring turduckens into this madness.
All right,
turduckens
cool.
are so good.
Turduckens good, Lucifer bad.
Yeah, that's he's the worst mind. Turducken, I guess.
Yeah, he's the worst of them all.
So I wanted to get everyone's input because I really want to know how you guys feel, especially how this episode ended. Because so he comes in, and of course he immediately is like, Jackie boy, come to daddy. Come love me.
Whoa.
What happened? What?
Before we go there, in the chat,
what happened?
Leo Lima says, putting it out there now, I'm on Lucifer's side.
Ah!
What?
Okay, you're gonna have to explain you know yourself
what?
Later.
You're about to get one of these, but I'm gonna save it. I'm about to save it.
The fighting words.
I'm gonna hold it back.
But again, this is a safe space.
You know?
I want to know your opinion.
If you're evil, you're evil.
That's why. Stop this. I want to know what you guys think. That's why I asked. So if you are on Lucifer's side, please, Michael will read your comment.
Yes.
Tell us in the live chat.
But continue.
But I do agree to a point that Lucifer should have time with his son Jack. But I also don't like what he might do.
Like supervised visitation.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? No drifting off into places.
Mm-mm.
But I'm also proud of Jack because it's kind of like that whole, like, if you've ever been in this position of, like, you were with your moms or your dads, depending on what's going on, but the other person that was part of your life or that parent was just never in the story, and then you finally find out they're alive or that they're, you know, kicking somewhere, you know, whatever. And you want to know more about them. Some parents will be like, no, you can't talk to them until you're 18. Or they're like, oh, yeah, I mean,
yeah,
might as well. They're a part of you.
I ain't gonna stop.
But I did like that we had that, flashback of the mom and being able to be like, you know, you're going to want to find out about him and you should.
Yeah.
You know, but I love that he was able to kind of take it back and forth where he was talking to Sam and also hearing Cass and what he had to say and his mother and just kind of going through all the motions that a normal kid would go through.
True.
At his age, even though he's like
He's like seven. 6 months old.
I know. Like 7 months old, yeah. Not even a year. We don't even know what's happening. But like a teenager or even a young adult would have to go through this. Even actually just grown people sometimes. It's like you really don't know how to handle a situation like that. Yeah.
Of wanting and you want to belong to something.
You need questions that you have to be answered. I mean, I'm on the same boat. I don't know anything about my dad, and I don't really care to. But that's my own personal thing. Yeah. And I feel like if Jack feels the need to do that, he should find out on his own without having too many people telling him what to do, which I love that his mother said that. She's like, don't let anyone tell you what to do. If this is what you want to do, do it. It's for you. But I also liked that Gabe, like Lucifer was like walking around and be like, this is your Uncle Gabe, you know, Uncle G.
When did he become sitcom dad?
Stop this.
Like, it's like, look, Lucifer, you know what? Let's get this started right now. Lucifer, this is for you. Stop walking around acting like you're a regular dad, all right? We don't want to hear it, okay? We don't want to hear it. We're not trying to hear that, all right? Stop walking around like, hey, son, this is your uncle, and I'm going to tell you about your family, and this is everything. Look. You realize you started evil, right? You realize it's your fault that people are sinning and running around doing bad things. You started that, all right? Don't be acting like, you know, this is Sunday dinner with the fam, all right? Just stop it.
We fighting over calories. Thank you. That was only number one. We still have four more. So hold on to your butts. So I love that we got that exposition, but I mean, you should technically already know that that's if you've been to a religious school or have been to Bible class or anything like that. We've known that Lucifer was always jealous of God's creation, which is us humans, and he was trying to make us suffer, and God was like, oh, I ain't having it. You're hurting my things. Bye.
Yeah.
You know?
He was the original hater.
He was the original hater. Mm-hmm. Very nice.
Hating on things.
Very nice.
That's right.
I didn't even think about that. Mm-hmm. That should be on a hat. I am Lucifer, the original hater.
Try to act like he good.
Yeah, I mean, he's trying, you know. And I get it, you know.
Yeah.
I understand that you're trying to turn a new leaf for your old Jackie boy. But, can... That's the big question that I want to find out at the very end, because he didn't really change, but it looks like he's having some conviction, which is interesting.
Yeah,
because
he did drop a tear.
He did.
Drop a little baby tear.
Just that one crocodile tear, just that one. Yeah. Can someone who's been doing the same thing pretty much their entire life just change on a dime of a hat for love? Not even like romantic love, like for family love.
Family love.
You know what I'm saying? Because apparently that could be stronger.
I mean, if love, especially family love, is strong enough to turn Letty from being a bad guy into a good guy once again.
Really?
Then maybe there's hope for Lucifer.
I will say, even though what happened after, I mean, I was really like excited. So when they were like, okay... Well, one, I love how they put him in handcuffs, and he's like, actually, I knew this entire time that these weren't going to hold, but I wanted to be a good sport.
Yeah,
I
wanted to be nice. So, you know what?
I'll give him that.
I want to give him half of that, because I feel like he's still playing it out for Jack.
Yeah. I feel like he wants Jack to feel like,
hey, I'm a good guy, and I think that... Jack is going to believe him too much, and it's going to burn us in the end of the season.
I agree. I definitely think that's what's going to happen. And especially because even Gabriel brought it up. He's like, you were just trying so hard to find ways to impress your son. And you need to, like, we can see it in his eyes. He's not you.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah.
But we'll get to a part later on, which I think.
No, we're gonna talk about all about Lucifer now.
Oh, Lucifer. Okay.
Oh, yeah. We're just going to dive into it.
Dive in, ladies. That's right. Dive into the lore of Supernatural.
It's a family show. We promise. anyway, that's more of an inside joke between Michael and I.
But I think the whole last part was Sam and Lucifer.
Oh, we should save that.
I think he's going to turn that.
Okay, we'll save it. So pretty much they're on this crazy mission to get there. So we'll talk about Sam and Dean and everybody. So, I love that Mary's just like ready to go. She doesn't have to question anything. She's just like, I'm ready. I'm going to do this. Whatever you need.
Like, she didn't even
want to
have that little communal thing. She was just
she's like, let's go. We don't have time to talk about this. People's lives are on the line. We need to figure it out. We just got to go. And I love that she's a strong woman that can just, it's not like a, what do we do, guys? You know, tell me what to do. Like, she's never been like that. And I love that we continue that. Because sometimes in TV
shows,
thank
you, Mary.
No, seriously. And I'm really glad because sometimes TV shows will, like, take the strong character and then, like, give it, like, a weird, not plot, but, like, towards the end they might dip it a little bit.
Yeah, and do something stupid.
Yeah. And I'm glad that she's not going to be this person, even though I was concerned when she was like, I want to stay. But I was like, this is how we get rid of Mary Winchester without her dying, guys, is her staying with this other world. I mean, because if they get rid of Michael, she's not really in danger anymore, except for regular monsters, but she knows how to do that.
Yeah, psh, man.
Yeah, she good. So I'm happy that she's able to kind of figure out where her arc is going to go. Hopefully, again, she doesn't die again, because that would suck. But that would be really great if she could make a life in this new universe. I think that would be really cool. Someone who's also cool, who's also part of our life, Maria Menounos, who is the person who pretty much helps us do the things that we're doing here.
Yeah.
She has a cool podcast called Conversations with Maria Menounos. It's called The Podcast Edition. It drops every Friday on iTunes. What she talks about, it's celebrity and influencer interviews, along with secrets and tips on how to be better in all aspects of life, from health and wellness to career, relationships, finances, and many more. Let our Maria be the big sister, or the big hunter, you've always wanted in your life, because you know you're going to need that. Like an ace? Come on. Just go to iTunes, subscribe to Conversation with Maria Menounos, because, guys, it's free. Free 99.
Super free.
Super free. Super free.
You know what? I want to stay right there for a second. We got love from Maria Menounos, but do you think she'd be able to last in Apocalypse
World? Oh, yeah.
World?
She's a fighter. I think she can.
Oh, man. You think she can?
Wow. Yeah, no, I think she would. I think she can kick butt. She'll be
okay.
Fine.
Okay, so she'll be okay.
I think she's got this. I believe in you.
You can do it. You can do this. I changed my mind. You can do this.
I think she'll be okay. Be sure to rate, comment, and when you do, let Maria know that it was me and Michael from the Supernatural After Show who sent you. Conversations with the Maria Menounos Podcast Edition. Check it out. And the thing I want to check out. Evil Cass, what's happening with that? What is up with his lip, though?
What is it?
He was quivering. He had a quiver. I thought he was chewing. Lip? I thought he was chewing on something.
I thought like maybe like PTSD or something.
Probably.
Or something. Like,
yeah, something.
Or maybe like somebody slapped him in the mouth real hard and like he just never forgot it.
Oh God, I hope not. I mean, he was blind in one eye, so yeah, it could be.
It's tough out there.
Yo, I just love how they're like, hey, Misha, guess what? What we want you to do this season and last season is just, you're going to be doing a lot of fighting with yourself, okay?
You're going to be playing a lot of yourself up roles. Every day.
Yeah, so I hope you're okay with that. But I'm also glad that Evil Cass didn't last longer than this episode, because I don't know if I would have been able to have two Casses again.
And that little moment where he was like, we're the same. And then Cass looked at him and he was like, you're right. Clow! That's right. Took him down, because Cass don't play. He don't play. Even if you are him, guess what? You gonna die.
You did. It was just crazy because Misha, bring it in. Bring it in, Brendan. Bring it. Bring the camp. Bring this closer. Closer. And look at me in the eye. Stop with the accents. Just stop. I know what you're trying to do. I know you're trying to be a different character or a different version of Cass. I need you to stop. It was hilarious. I loved it. I thought it was great. But I also need you to stop.
Was he
not stop, stop. I want S-T-A-P-H. Stop it. Like, straight up stop.
Was he like German Cass?
He was German. And I was like, oh, we have to find another evil version of Europe.
He was like German squiggly lip.
Why is there a Nazi in, what is this? We're in Nebraska? Where were we?
Yeah,
people in the chat.
We don't even know where we're at, really.
Well, we said it last week.
We went to Dayton, Ohio, but then they moved. They went somewhere else. So
yeah,
I don't know
where Bobby is stationed.
Yeah, Bobby, but Nazi Cass was, the lip, like, man. The lip
happened?
Was just getting me, man.
Who told you? Who told you this was okay? Director.
Maybe he had, like, tobacco under his lip or something. I don't know, man.
I understand what he was trying to do. He's trying to be a character actor, and that's fine, because he does a really great job with it. I wasn't feeling this one. He does really good acting work. This just wasn't it for me. And that's fine, because Misha's the best.
It was just like too, maybe it was like,
it was too cartoony for me for a serious situation.
Yeah, the shaky lip and stuff. But this is the crazy world, so
that's
it kind of fits, because he's crazy.
He was also blind in one eye.
Yeah,
just,
like,
you need to pick one quirk for a character. You can't have
a
scar.
Look,
like,
if,
You know, throw
them all in. Get a scar, a blind eye, wiggly lips, all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, like,
and a German
accent.
He's also
like Brick. You know, he's actually Red Skull from, you know what I'm saying? Just with a scar, blind, and with a quivery lip. You know, just paint his entire, like, just give him no skin. I mean, might as well, right?
Yeah, but I do like that our cast, good cast.
He doesn't
hesitate, man.
No, no. Mm-mm. He was like, I'm in. You out.
Nope.
That is just how
gotta
that
go.
Works.
Gotta go. Click it. He was like, Mm-mm. Right in.
Stabity, stab, mm. stab. But yeah, so I love that we got that over with. We saved Ketch and Charlie because they were there to help to ambush angels who were taking away one of their own to execute. But really, it was an ambush of those two. Mm. And they were going through some crazy torture stuff. But Ketch is like, what? You're just tickling me. This is nothing.
He's like, I get tortured for breakfast.
Yeah. All day, every day. All day, every day.
I don't know what else to say.
No, I mean, he's just like, is that all you're going to do? I was like, all right, buddy. But then
he was like, you know what? I know someone who can hurt you. Shiver lips.
Shiver lips. A.K.A. Nazi cats.
Nazi cats.
Yeah, so.
Hashtag Nazi cats.
So he shows up and obviously talks about, like, this awful thing that he was going to do to them. I thought he was going to, like, do something magical to, like, a nerve.
Yeah.
Or something.
I'm just going to touch your head.
Well, because, I mean, I know that's what Cass does because yes. he did it in the episode earlier. Yes. But
he also did it to the man that was eating the bucket of chicken. Remember?
Yeah.
He was the prophet. Man. He was eating the chicken.
Yeah, that was... I'm still...
Threw away that chicken, though, man.
I know. I was like, that's rude.
Don't just be throwing away chicken.
You can't be just throwing away chicken. Like, there are starving kids in third world countries that could have also used a
bucket
of chicken.
They would have loved a bucket of chicken.
Yeah. They pray for that every
day. You're just throwing chicken all over the place.
Mm-hmm. What are we talking about? Anyway.
Wait, is dinner time?
I'm hungry. But it was interesting how we got to see that. I mean, again, it's fine because we're trying to tie up loose ends. I understand that. So we're kind of rushing through just a tiny bit. It didn't feel rushed, but there were moments where I was like, oh, okay, I guess we could have gone in a different direction here, but that's fine. That's like Cass's signature move. You know, he goes for the brain, but I mean, you can't get any worse than that, you know? So, but I wanted to see where it was going to go, but luckily they got interrupted. And like I said, Cass killed Nazi Cass. And the boys saved Charlie.
Yeah, and everything's
Ketch,
all good.
And Ketch had a moment where he was like, oh, you're saving me? I was like, are you going to kiss him? Like, what's happening?
Yeah, what's going on up here?
You all right?
And then Charlie did Charlie, like, was it Sam she looked at? I can't remember. She looked at
Charlie. No, Sam looked at her.
Oh, he was
and
like,
hugged her for a little too long. And she was just like, stop. And
she was like, stop. Boy, stop.
Boy, you better stop. it right now.
Sam like, girl.
No.
You don't even know.
No, you better put that hand back, okay? We're not going to be doing this bullcrap.
Sam about to give her that R&B loving.
Oh, like, God.
Like rose petals, about 25 candles. I
25? Just 25, though. Not more. Not less. It has to be 25.
25 candles.
That's a lot. Well, yeah. I guess you can go to Amazon and get a 30-pack.
Yeah, and then you get that little lighter gun.
No. Get the battery ones. You don't want that girl's hair to light on fire.
Well, I mean, but if it's not real flames, you just don't get the same amount of love.
No. The atmosphere counts.
Okay,
it still flickers.
Okay,
the light flickers. Okay. It shows.
Okay.
I mean, I also don't want it because...
Be safe.
Yeah,
understand.
Accidents can happen. I'm not speaking
you know
from experience.
She's gonna be impressed. You want to know why? Because she's from Apocalypse World. She ain't never had that before.
Oh, yeah. Hold on.
She ain't never had no rose petals. She don't even know what a rose is.
Oh, that's kind of sad.
Sam about to lock that down.
Okay, hold on. We only have one episode. Let's bring it back.
Love connections for later.
No, I mean, because I think that they said that she was a little sister, so that'd be kind of weird. But... I don't know. Well, maybe Dean said that, so maybe. Anywhoozle. So, at this point, obviously, Bobby is there. He tells them about their plan. Sam's like, hey, so this is the plan that we have. We can't fight him right off the gate, but we also have a bunch of weapons back in our world. So, hey, why don't we jump through the rift? Because Lucifer told us we had 31 hours. And we'll take everybody with us, which I was like, okay. And then we're all going to grab everything that we can and then go fight Michael. I was like,
yeah.
Okay.
Which is cool. You step back, you regroup, and then you come with a collective attack plan. Mm-hmm. But If someone says you have 31 hours to get through a rift or you're going to be locked in apocalypse world, don't set your alarm for 31 hours, all right? Set your alarm for like 28, 25 hours. You want to be a little early because you don't want that thing. You don't want to get locked over there.
Also, sponsor or whatever that phone was, because he's like, I'm going to put 31 hours. I'm like, I don't think I can put that on my phone. Or wait, maybe you can, wait. But like, all right.
What was that, a Windows phone?
Yeah, I don't know what that was, but I was just like, oh, sponsor, because we never look at phones. They've always had flip phones or something like really janky. Oh, you got
that old flip.
And I was like,
okay. Then he was like, smartphone, everyone.
Oh my God, look at me. Just
I'm setting my alarm scrolling. So easily.
Also, I was like, how do you have, you know what? It's not important.
He was like, Alexa, set apocalypse alarm.
Can you imagine?
Oh, my bad. Because somebody listening this way, like if they're listening to on TV, and be like, what's an apocalypse alarm? Be like, don't look.
Hey, Google. Set an apocalypse alarm for 31 hours. My phone just starts going
apocalypse
off.
Apocalypse alarm set.
Yeah, you're like, okay. All right. Siri. Just kidding. So, yeah.
Siri just be like, you gonna die.
Yeah. I'm not setting any alarms for you. Also, you should have done this for 25 hours, not 31. You're gonna die.
You're gonna die.
Bye. Boy, bye. So Bobby is like, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Of course.
We also don't have a choice. So let's just do it. But they find this bus and they're like, hey, this seems like a great way to get back to the rift without having to walk.
Sure.
You and I are like,
Dean hit us with the advanced auto parts. Was like mad quick. It was like, look at that bus over there. That bus was way too dilapidated, broke down, rusted up, crusty, old, didn't have any oil in it, needed a tune up. And then he was like,
does that even have gas?
Next thing you know, we see Dean. He's just like, oh, turn it over real quick. It's like, he like did something. He's like, and he was like, turn it over.
Like, I was like, listeners, you should come to turn watch on. The
video. He was like, all right. Here we go. Look, Dean. All right. Apparently, Dean. I understand he's used to working with like old cars.
Yeah, he's like a mechanic
because he got the Impala. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So,
but he also, I think he helped Bobby with other cars and things like that.
Okay. All right. You know what? I'll reel it in. I'll give it to him. I don't think he ever fixed the bus before, but you know the parts are the same. An engine, to a certain degree, is an engine. I know there's probably some gearheads out there, like, that's wrong. That's why I say, to a certain degree, there are similar parts. And maybe that was a part that was similar to the Impala. It was like the Impala of buses.
The Impala of buses.
Yeah, and, you know, Dean, because I feel like Dean fixed that super quick. Like, but, you know, TV's got a TV, so we ain't got time to be, like, really fixing the bus. It's got to go now.
Yes. So as they're figuring all that out, I want to talk more about the Gabe and Lucifer chat real quick before we go back to the boys, because I know a lot of people in the chat were like, yo, we didn't talk about that. I mentioned it earlier that I really liked the chat with Gabe because of the fact that it really showed where Lucifer came from. Mm-hmm. But also really put him in his place of like,
yeah,
you did this. Like, you were the one. You're saying that you're the victim and you're doing all these things. No, Dad saw your jealousy of...
Yeah.
His creations, and you just decided to be a big baby about it and throw a tantrum and tried to hurt them. So what do? You get punished. End of story.
Yeah. And I love how, you know, that came about because you have, you know, the victim play by Lucifer. And Lucifer, bringing it.
Oh, here we go.
This one's for you. Lucifer,
yeah, go for it.
Here we go. Stop trying to act like you're some victim, all right? Because you're not. Gabriel said it himself. Dude, I was there, all right? You're the one. Thank you. Right here, right now, you about to learn. It's your fault. Stop acting like you're a victim. You tempted humans. You're the one who started hating on them because you're like, oh, God loved him too. He loved him more than he loved me. And you was crying, having a little pity party for yourself. Well, you know what? Grow up. You're an archangel. Did you see Michael doing that? Nope. Did you see Gabriel doing that? Nope. No. Did you see any other angels doing that? Nope. So you know what? Pull up your britches and act like a man. And look, I don't get the all right, because we're talking about Lucifer. We're not gonna go there. Just act like an adult person, all right? And just act like you got some sense. You have responsibilities because of your power. Do I have to give you that? Lucifer, stop it. And stop spreading these lies, all right? Because we know, all right? We read the book. We know what's going on.
We know what's going on. Get out of here.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's really much, like I said, I really love that conversation with them. Again, I love that Jack was very open to talking to him more and actually standing up to the rest of the group going, he's my dad. I don't know anything about him. He knows everything about me and my powers. Don't I have a right to, like, talk to him so I can at least get to know him and make a judgment call if I want to continue? And I was like, yeah.
True.
Good enough for me.
Fair enough.
But yes, going back to the boys, yes, they're all on that bus. They're all heading on over. They also got one of the other cars to work. I'm assuming that car was working because they had to get from one camp to the other.
Yeah, they had, you know, so we'll give them a Jeep.
Yeah. Oh, that's fine. I'll take the Jeep. So they all, you know, pile in and they're, you know, heading over. Poor Rowena's trying everything in her power, literally everything in her power to keep that portal open. They get there and everything seems fine. This is actually, you know what? I'm going to take one of those coasters if you don't mind.
Right here.
Thank you. This one here. Mm. This is for the parking job that they decided to do in this show.
Ready?
You ready? Wait. Why didn't you park closer? Thank you, Jeff. Yeah. Why didn't you park closer? Okay. This is where the rift is, right? It's like a little bit off camera. It's like right here. You parked your bus all the way back here. Why did you do that? Why couldn't you go, hey, I'm just going to do it around a bin right here and then just pile people in so that when Michael shows up, And tries to destroy them.
There's tons of space.
Why? I mean, we got lucky that we got most of everybody in there. We only lost three people. Three humans.
Also,
I'm not counting Gabe. Okay.
Yeah. Also, with that, like, the ball of fire was coming, why didn't, like, Lucifer stop it or whatever? Because we know they could be stopped because Jack stopped them. Like, remember,
yeah, Jack was already in the
Rift, but though. I mean, Lucifer could stop him. He got some power.
I don't think that he's that powerful, to be honest. And Gabe can't do crap right now. Oh, I'm so upset. But poor Gabriel. So, you know, and one, I was like, why are you guys watching this Michael land? Push the humans into the rift. Push them in. Like, they're going into the deep end of the pool and they're trying to learn how to swim. Just a real quick one. Just like, go.
Because, like, they're showing them coming in one at a time. I'm like, what are y'all doing?
They were doing that in the beginning, and then as the pile went in, they were like, okay, it was really quick.
Bloop,
bloop, bloop, bloop. But no. They should have all been piling in there. Like, I don't understand.
Apocalypse people, I'm going to need you to listen close. Just real close. I need you guys to move with a sense of urgency, all right? There's flaming balls literally flying from the sky, and not those type of flaming balls, all right? Other flaming balls, all right? And they're killing people.
Mm-hmm.
Run, all right? Don't walk.
Don't walk. Run, please.
Why do I have to tell you this stuff all the time? It's like, y'all don't even listen. But the good thing is, like you said, only three people, mm-hmm. you know, were casualties. I mean, even though it's sad, you know what I'm saying, because I saw the brother had to die, and I ain't see no other brothers in the whole camp. But, you know what I'm saying, we just going to let that slide. We're gonna leave that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And wasn't he the one that was like, I don't know about this plan? It's always the one that's like, yo, this ain't a good idea. Getting killed.
Every time. It was just like, you should have just said, sure. Also, let me go in first.
Also, I'll go in first.
Yeah, that was unfortunate because I was like, why? Why did the old man got to get it? You know, that's not fair. But again, of course, I'm happy that Bobby and all our main characters got to go in. But I was just like, man, the brother got killed in this one. Why, man? I mean, Michael's a brother, but he's also like an archangel, so obviously he's killing people. Yeah. But also,
he's a bad brother. But
he is a bad brother. But like, why you gotta take the old brother out? Like, that's not fair. But it's fine. We can save that. We can save that for another day. That's another fight that we don't need to deal with right now. but yeah, and then so then Michael shows up, and of course Lucifer's like, okay. You know, crack, I'm ready to go.
He's like, I'm going to do this. You know, round two.
Yeah.
You know.
And I love how Michael's like, do you really want to do this? And he goes, oh, yeah, any day. And goodbye. I
was like, it wasn't all the way like that.
No, there was a little bit.
And I did like the thunderous sounds when they were hitting each other.
Oh, so cool.
But this is what my last coaster is for.
Here we go.
This is what it's for. Why are you fighting Michael one on friggin' one? What is wrong with you guys? Haven't you watched Dragon Ball Super?
Thank you.
All right? You take him on. You use a tandem attack. How do they take down Goku Black? Huh? How do they take him down?
All right?
Tandem attack. How did they attack any of the guys in the final tournament they had? How did they take them down? tandem attacks. You had people like Android 18 coming through. You had Frieza coming through. You had everybody working together. Why would Gabriel be like, yo, I'm just going to let my brother go over there and get beat up? Even though he was probably like, you know what? It is nice to see him get smacked around a little bit. But right now, we have to work together, man.
Yeah.
Had to come at, they should have came at him from opposite sides and been beating him down. But they teamwork is important.
Teamwork makes the dream work, everyone. Okay. Mm. And then Gabe jumps in and he's like, you guys need to go into the rift. I got this. We'll hold him off until, you know, until it's safe. And I'm gonna split this. I can't actually split it.
Well, actually,
but just,
you could split it literally.
I'm not going
but don't do it. Don't do
it. It's a coaster that we need. But I'm gonna split this. I'm gonna say my 2 points, and then I'm gonna throw my coaster. Number one, when someone tells you I'm going to hold them off, run for the rift. You should run into the rift.
Thank you.
They were staring at them, and I was like,
it's like,
if you're not gonna do anything, don't just watch the fight. Do something. Jump in it. Throw something. Throw a rock. Throw a wrench. I don't care.
Yeah.
Do something.
Throw some dust in his eyes or something.
Sand.
Like, try something.
His eyes are still eyes.
Yeah. I mean, try something.
Just, I didn't like that they were just standing around going, oh, what's going to happen next? Oh, what's going to happen next? No. Help them.
It was bad TV. And I love, because this season's been solid. But y'all messed up with that scene where they were just like, oh, where are y'all going to fight? Let me peep this down.
Oh, so mad. And then we lost Gabe again. I don't know for sure.
I think we really lost. Well, see, I don't know. Because he uses all his tricks.
All the time.
That might have been his last bit of grace and a trick to, like, stay behind and watch him or whatever.
Save that. Because we only have 15 minutes left. But this is where I'm going to actually throw my coaster.
Oh.
Michael. Lucifer. Is coming up like, I'm injured, Sam. Because Dean is already in the rift at this point. I'm injured, Sam. Help me. You know, or whatever.
Mm.
And Sam goes, how did you think this was going to end?
Ooh.
And leaves him there. And then jumps into the rift at the last possible moment. Why didn't you kill him? Why? Why did you leave him alive? You understand that Michael needs grace to open a rift. Lucifer knows how you open the rift because
not
he was
really,
there.
Not really, but I mean,
he saw things. He's also an archangel.
I said he was like, it's some blood and stuff. I'm like, that you don't know.
Either way, it doesn't matter. He can point shit out. Like,
true.
I said it. I'm upset. This is where I went in the show. I went, okay, I know why they did this because we need Lucifer alive to continue the story.
Yeah, to continue the story so Michael can come through and surprise everybody and then end season. But yeah.
Yo. I don't like it when you tell Dean, I'm going to handle it by leaving him there because the rift is going to close. He is a main ingredient. He's a main ingredient.
Like,
what you should have done is you should have killed
any
him.
Any other ingredient Michael could get a hold of.
It might take him time to find these other things.
Yeah, but I mean, the main ingredient is the Archangel Grace. And he's killed all of the ones
you
on his side.
You just gave him the most powerful thing that you can use. And he's desperate because you took his son. Like, his son is on the other side. You don't think he's going to be like, hey, yo, Michael, you know what? They just did me dirty. Let me team up with you and we'll go again. We'll go find, you know, the stuff. Open up a rift and I'll help you. Why would you do that? Why, Sam? You're smarter than this. Again, I don't hate the show.
It's when the show needs a character to be dumb to make something happen.
I don't like
that. Yeah.
I don't like that. Sam is a smart guy. He's supposed to be the brain of the group while Dean is supposed to be the brawn, if you want to, like, really label it. But that was the dumbest thing that I think. The boys do a lot of dumb stuff. But I feel like Sam, this was, like, the biggest
thing. This was one of the dumber Sam moments.
And I did not like this one. Like,
now,
the other ones I would be like, okay, I'm frustrated, but I can get over it. This one was like, no.
Now, two things. Robana says, because bad writing, that's why.
I mean, I didn't want to say it. You said it.
You said it, not us.
That was all you.
That's all you.
Yeah.
And then Leo Lima says, my worst problem with the episode, Sam ditched the last archangel they had with Grace, a.k.a. the only archangel, which is true, because remember, they needed an archangel for heaven. So now, heaven is like, screwed, son.
And yeah.
Because maybe Jack... Maybe,
Jack,
but we don't know. Will God return?
I'm so pissed, you guys, because I feel like you just left a lot of questions open-ended. Because now we don't know. What are we supposed to do with that?
Sam.
Oh, it makes me so angry. And I hate it because, like, Dean goes, when they're all drinking and having a good time, I was like, this is going to be awful. And Dean goes, you handled it, right? And he goes, and he didn't even say yes. He just nodded his head. I was like, boy, you didn't do.
You know, tomorrow when the riff opens up and they both walk through, Dean going to be like,
you told me face to face. You looked me in the eye and said,
you said,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, don't, mm-hmm, when you know it's, mm-mm, all right? Just.
Yo, you know I don't throw coasters on the show very often. I threw two of them today.
Yeah, she did too.
Like, I'm actually, like, sweating because I'm so angry because it was Supernatural. Oh, those dorks. I love them, but also dorks. I love this show so much that I don't like it when we have these ridiculous plot holes to get something else. It's not fair.
Make a character better to make the story move instead of making a character dumber to make the story move.
It doesn't make any sense.
Because now we don't know how more angels will get made. We don't know if heaven will stay open. And if heaven stays open...
Well, let's jump into predictions since we're already kind of going into it at this point. Because if Gabe is still alive, they could technically still use him for heaven if he's still alive. So that's my main thing was I was like, I don't think Gabe is completely dead, but I also know that he might not have enough grace to make more angels at this point. I don't know if they can give him like a transfusion of grace. I don't know how that works. But at this rate, if Gabriel is actually dead, heaven is screwed at this point because there's literally no one else.
Because Lucifer's not coming back to heaven.
No, there's no way. And two... Again, with the whole Lucifer Sam moment, I think that would have been a really great thing for Sam's character to finally get his revenge on Lucifer because of all the things that he did to Sam and Rowena and everybody and Jack and everybody else. And then we could have had that kind of dynamic between Sam and Jack where Jack would have been like, why couldn't you let me handle it?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I could have figured it out.
I could have fought Michael. Like, that's what he wanted to do.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, we could have had that dynamic because as much as I don't want Jack and Sam or Jack and the Winchesters to fight, it would have been interesting because we've only seen them kind of be on the same page. So it would have been very cool to see kind of that weird dynamic of seeing them not be on the same page for the first time and going into a battle and having to push through and figure that out. You know what I mean? Especially because Sam has always been the one pushing Jack to kind of go, like, you know, break out of his boundaries and kind of be a person. So I think it would have been interesting to see that dynamic of Sam being like, I just killed your father because he did terrible things to me and he's a terrible person even though you wanted to get to know him. You know what I mean? Like, I wanted that conversation. I wanted that deep conversation between the two of them.
Yeah, and now...
And now we can't get
They've literally served Jack up on a platter to Lucifer because you know when Jack sees him, he's going to be like, yo, I thought you were dead because that's what I was told. And then when he finds out that...
And that's Sam why Jack looked the way he did, because he definitely thought he was dead.
Yeah.
Now it's just going to be like, well, now I don't know who to trust anymore.
Yep. You're going to push him over to the dark side.
I'm sweating so much. Like, I'm so pissed. I just felt like that was such an easy way out. Again, you guys know that I've been watching the show since season one. Same with Michael.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that the show is terrible. It was just a really bad decision on the writer's perspective.
Yeah, why didn't he bring him back?
I don't know. Either bring him back
or kill him over there.
Yeah, one of the... Like, I would have liked if they brought him back and he's like, thanks, Sam, for saving me. And then, gah, in front of everybody. Yeah. Jack would have been upset. But again, I would have been fine with that because we could have figured that out later. We didn't need Lucifer. He is too big. Because then
Michael
was
stuck over there. Now Lucifer has a friend? An ally.
He has an ally.
For now. You know, because, you know, Michael's like, look, once we open this door, I'm probably going to kill you.
Crack your neck.
Because I'm going to be using your grace. So I'm probably going to do the same thing the boys did, which is drip you dry.
Yeah.
And so, you know, Lucifer is probably biding time thinking, I can probably get the drop on Michael. And Michael's like, no, I've killed way too many people to be that dumb.
Yeah, I don't know. But there's a lot of things that leave open-ended for this finale that's happening tomorrow. I'm very interested to see how far we get into or how far Michael gets. I'm assuming he's going to get to that world. I was really scared because Bobby was like, the way that it was framed, it was like a medium shot. So I thought that something was going to stab him through and there was just going to be chaos in the bunker. That's what I was expecting.
You know what? That would have been a crazy shot. Because
it was
shot.
Using the speech.
Yeah, that would have been a crazy shot.
Sometimes it zoomed in, sometimes it's like a pan so you can see the room and stuff, but they kept cutting back and forth to the room, then Bobby. Room, then Bobby. So I was like, oh my God. Because they were lingering. So, and anytime they do that in TV. If you
ran through.
I thought it was going to happen.
Tell me how. All right. That would have saved this episode for me. Mm-hmm. If he was ran through at the end and then like, you know, he's dumped over. Surprise. And you see Mike and Lucifer walk through and cut to black. I would have been like, oh, snap. Oh.
Because I was thinking that crazy. Maybe they found the rift already. Sent people in to wait for them to get back to the bunker. They were going to come in thinking everything's safe and they're drinking and all this kind of stuff.
He's like, merry men and everything.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden, right through the chest. And then like and
dumps
like,
him, oh walks God. Through the rift. It would have been like when Thanos came, and this isn't a spoiler. It's in the trailer. When he walks through that little portal and Thanos is like,
I wanted where he's like, did you guys think that you won? Like, I really wanted that moment and Lucifer being like, you left me for nothing. You know what I mean? And then it would have just exploded from there. Jack would have been like, oh my God, what are we going to do? And Sam and Dean are just like, ah, damn it. You know? Like, I wanted that. Dean
looks at Sam like, you told me.
You said. And then, and I quote.
And black.
You handled it.
That would have been
great. Like, it would have been crazy.
That would have been, CW, Supernatural. Holla at us, all right? We know all the seasons.
We got you.
We even watch them on Netflix every now and then, so we get refreshed.
I mean, I try. Right?
I just watched the episode where Lilith comes and kills the whole police station. I watched that like a day or two ago.
My favorite villain.
Yeah, Lilith was crazy. But see, hire us. We got you. We know how to end the episode where people be like, oh, stop. Now people be like, Sam is dumb. Like, you know what I'm saying? We holla at us. Call it 555-555. 225
Oh my. How many numbers was that?
I think that was 10.
I hope so.
I think.
Sadly enough, another episode that is ending is ours today. But don't worry, you get to see us tomorrow, not next week.
Oh yeah.
Tomorrow, the finale of season 13. Don't forget. Oh no, Michael, tell the Supernatural fans and viewers where they can find you.
You can find me at NerdSoul, one word, NERDSOUL, on YouTube, Google, all that good stuff. Just search me up. You'll see me like and then on Twitter at One Youngster, which is ONEYOUNGSTA.
And I'm Alexis Torres. You guys can follow me all over social media at atorres890. Don't forget to find this podcast also, besides Maria Menounos' podcast edition, Conversations with Maria Menounos. You can also find this after show on iTunes. Don't give us a 5 or 4-star rating because the other stars do not work. And definitely check out a podcast if you like our faces and voices and things like that. NerdSoul, which is Michael's awesome podcast and YouTube channel. You should check it out because we talk about some pretty cool stuff. And we usually bring up Supernatural references a lot. So if you definitely want to hear that, definitely check that out. TheNerdSoul.com? Question mark?
ThatNerdSoul.com.
That NerdSoul. I was like, I know it's a the or that.
THATNERDSOUL.
Yes. Okay. So definitely check that out. Guys and gals and non-binary pals, thank you so much for hanging out with us again. Don't forget, tune in tomorrow for the finale. You will see us. I think it's 9 p.m. is when we're going to be on. Yeah. If not, definitely check our social medias. We will let you know when
that
happens.
Yeah, we'll be on at 9, I think.
Yeah, 9 p.m. So
the show's at 8.
Yes. So we'll see you guys then. Mwah. Bye, guys.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Sam's an idiot.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.